This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Miley Smith, staff counsel at Americans United for Life. Most of the attention in the pro-life community has been focused on the healthcare debate here in Washington and what impact the language will have on abortion and taxpayer funding in the years ahead, if in fact the bill goes through. But over the recent holiday break, we also learned that the Montana Supreme Court has done what many believe has paved the way for physician-assisted suicide in that state. And Miley's here to talk about what exactly has happened and why Americans ought to be concerned about this. Miley, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly did the Montana Supreme Court decide? What kind of case was before it?
Well, actually, it was an interesting decision because it was kind of a mixed bag. Before the court was a challenge to the Montana homicide statutes. And what the plaintiffs were arguing was that there is a right to assisted suicide under the Constitution of Montana. The court did not go that far, which is why I say it was a mixed bag. They did not decide the constitutional issue. So the court did not say that there is a right to assisted suicide in Montana. However, they went to defense of consent, whether or not a person has consented to allowing someone to help them to commit suicide. And what they said is that there's no indication in Montana law that helping someone commit suicide, having a physician help someone commit suicide, is against public policy. We have, on the one hand, the court has not said that there is a constitutional right to assisted suicide, but they have said that currently there's nothing in Montana law that's going to prohibit a physician from helping a person obtain lethal drugs.
And so what do you fear will be the outcome of this?
The very dangerous aspect of this decision of the Montana Supreme Court is that at this current time, there are no restrictions in Montana law on who can obtain lethal drugs, on whether or not physicians can refuse to provide lethal drugs to patients who want to commit suicide. So that's the inherent danger, is that unlike, you know, obviously at Americans United for Life, we do not believe that assisted suicide should be available, even with restrictions. The danger here is that unlike Oregon and Washington, there are no rules. So technically, under the documents that the plaintiffs, the patients in this case filed, what they were arguing for in essence was that anyone who survives on any kind of medication should be eligible to get lethal drugs. Under their definition of a person who's terminally ill or should be eligible would include a person who's asthmatic, who lives, you know, day to day on drugs that help her to breathe. It would include a diabetic. So because there is nothing to rein in this, you know, newly found assisted suicide availability in Montana, this is just inherently dangerous for the disabled and for other vulnerable population groups in Montana.
Miley, most of the time, pro-life organizations, when they're in the media spotlight, are engaged in the abortion debate. Explain why the sanctity of life at the end of life is just as important to you. And how do you respond to those who suggest that physician-assisted suicide is very different from abortion because the patient actually has a say in whether or not their life is terminated?
Well, first of all, obviously Americans United for Life believes that life is precious from the moment of conception until natural death. And the danger with assisted suicide is that we're seeing elderly and vulnerable disabled population groups coerced into thinking that to make it easier on their family, it's better if they just end their life now. We have seen in the Netherlands, it's become a state of life that there are physicians who end the lives of their patients without even getting consent. So we're not talking anymore about assisted suicide. We're talking about physicians who are actively participating in the death of their patient with or without that patient's consent. And because in Montana there are no restrictions, There is nothing in state law currently that's going to prevent a physician from participating actively in a patient's death.
We're talking with Miley Smith of Americans United for Life. And Miley, I was reading one story on this court decision, and there was a pro-life activist quoted who says the activism behind liberating the laws, making them more liberal towards physician-assisted suicide, reminds them of the judicial activism of the gay community in trying to legalize gay marriage across the country. Are you seeing that type of active legal effort on the part of the pro-euthanasia side?
Well, they certainly have a strategy, and they certainly are targeting specific states. We see this each legislative session, in fact, as the new state legislative sessions are gearing up now. There are particular states that they are more active in than others because they know that those are their target states. For example, I think a good analogy with that question is that a case has been filed in Connecticut, which is one of the two states, I believe, that has judicially decided, through the court system, that same-sex marriage is going to be allowed in the state. So obviously there was a strategic move there to target Connecticut, and most definitely they are daily, yearly advancing this cause to have assisted suicide throughout the nation.
Miley, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Miley Smith, staff counsel at Americans United for Life. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.